Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And 5, 4, 3, 2... What up, y'all? Welcome. Here's the thing. I'm Kevin on stage. She's
that chick angel.
Quick church announcement. Okay. I made an announcement on the app about the bonus episode. App people, watch this. Josh, trim this out and send it to me. App people. I understand my announcement wasn't very clear, and honestly, I changed my mind a little bit since I made it. So, for clarity, moving forward, here's the thing, will not, in any shape or form, after November 1st, appear on the app. The main episodes will be available on YouTube, like always, and on Apple, Spotify, all that stuff. The bonus episodes will be available on Patreon. Okay, Patreon is working on a way to organize your content so that it's easier to search and find. Okay, this is not a popular decision. I understand. But for clarity between businesses, it's going to be this way. Also, any further podcast coming to the stage, all Patreon benefits, being able to watch things live, watching the improv live, that stuff will remain on Patreon. Okay. Like I said in the other video, I was trying to help kickstart the app. I always knew this would end. I should have communicated that. I didn't. That's my bad. Business owner, lesson learned. I should have communicated this will eventually end. But Patreon is an exclusive service people pay for that includes access to content being made live, behind the scenes, community, discounts, early access to stuff, posts, and sometimes even shows that only go on there. All right. So one more time. After November 1st, here's the thing, will not air on the app at all. Nor will coming to the stage. Nor will live app stuff be shared with app stuff that we're shooting, like the improv show, won't be shared with Patreon. We are making it clear. Ways. Okay, so if it's an app show that is shooting live and we decide to share with the audience, it will only be live to the people who are on the app. We will go live from the app, or we will email a link to people who are on the app. So it's just separating all things. It's not just taking stuff off the app. It's separating all things that are Patreon and app. I don't know what happened to Josh.
I know he'll be back. So the improv show will only go live on the app. It'll no longer be shareable to Patreon. And here's the thing, bonus will only be available to people who are part of the Stage Crew Patreon.
Yes. Patreon. It's Patreon, app is app. There was crossover. And I also, just so y'all know, got a lot of complaints and emails about this entire duration, about things not being clear, Patreon getting too much, app getting this, blah, 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 blah. And I do understand that some people are going to be like, I can't do both. I'm choosing one or the other. We get that. We know the app might suffer. Patreon might suffer. I understand. We have weighed those things. and decided it is still best for the business as we continue to try to grow the app. Luckily, it's Churchy is coming out right at the time. So my hope is that you guys are like, God dang it, I got to keep it for the Churchy. I got to keep it for the Churchy. All right.
What are you most excited about as far as in Churchy? I know this is not you about to roll into like church announcements, but I want to know.
What am I most excited about with Churchy?
Yeah, like when you see, when the audience sees this, what is the thing that you hope they like either notice or get from it? Like, what's the thing?
That's a good question. I haven't thought about that. I hope they notice that I did my level best to elevate the content that I make from YouTube to television. I probably learned 5 years worth of lessons in 1 year, but I don't know how else I could have learned those lessons. So I'm really just excited for people to see what I've been working on. It's just like, it's been in my head for a long time, many years. It's been, at this point, shot for a long time. It's been being edited for a long time. It's been sound mixed and music supervised and all that stuff for a long time. And at this point, I just want people to watch it. I hope it changes the game. But at the end of the day, I wanted a show for people who grew up like me to be like, this is made by somebody who really knows what happens in church, as opposed to somebody who knows and maybe Hollywood says, let's make it for everybody, or somebody who really don't know. So that's what I hope. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I still see some questions. But once again, here's the thing. After November 1st, will not air on the app. The main episode will still remain on YouTube. It will not be on Patreon. The main episode will air on YouTube. Josh will put the edited main episode on Patreon so you can watch the edited version. And the bonus episode you will see on Patreon. The improv show where we aired the behind the scenes live for the app, that will now happen on the app. If we decide to go live, we don't always do that, but if we decide to go live, it will only be for app subscribers, not for Patreon subscribers. Podcast coming to the stage, that will no longer air on the app, and the live will only be for Patreon when that show comes back. Separation of Patreon and app. It was always the plan. Wasn't communicated clearly. I own that. I apologize for that. But clarity. Not the entire show. The entire show will not be on Patreon. You can watch the regular Here's the Thing on YouTube. You can watch it live on Patreon. You can watch it edited on Patreon, along with other things. All right. Oh, and also, just so you know what Patreon pays for, the two people you see on screen, that's what you're supporting. They're creating.
Three.
Or three. Two people outside of me. Angel and Josh, salaries come from Patreon. So Mars chips, they might not all be covered by Patreon, but maybe Angel said, hey, this is a little piece of a Mars chips. Angel also works and she's the working actress, but this contributes to their livelihood. This isn't just me buying grills.
He's telling the truth, and I don't want this income to go nowhere. So be members of the stage crew.
Man.
Amen and amen.
Listen, y'all need a raise. Hilarious. All right. I'm sorry there's so many announcements. That's kind of when I wanted to start it earlier, but there's been a lot of questions. So let me answer questions about Keep Your Distance real quick. Keep Your Distance is at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific. The show will be replayable. It's not coming off caffeine. From what I understand, that's what they told me. However, the metric that they are judging is how many people watch live. The reason they're interested in buying this property, the reason they purchased this one, is because they want to have more live programming, dope live stuff. If people watch it later, that is still helpful, but the thing they are the thing they are looking at the most is how many people download Caffeine and how many people watch the show live. Okay. Will the app work internationally? I don't know the answer to that.
Watching the show live, what's the live format for Caffeine? Is there a comment section? Is there like, is there any type of engagement that maybe the
there is a comment section, I believe, and that's only because I watched Roast Me on Caffeine. So I believe they have a comment. Unless they change something, the other.
So guys, if they have a comment section for each comic, try to say one nice thing and one thing you learned.
All right. Can you cast the app to your TV? I don't know. All right. And that's all. Enough announcements for today. I'll make the next one for the next thing. All right. Let's kick it off with this. Oh, well, I guess I can say this. Columbus, Ohio, this coming weekend. Buy your tickets if you want to see me live. All right. Mr. Beast. I don't know if you guys know Mr. Beast.
He is
a YouTuber. I don't know if he's like top five, right?
I think we've talked about him, no?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we talked about him.
Briefly. He's 24 years old.
23 years old. Real name, Jimmy Donaldson. He was on the Flagrant podcast, Andrew Schultz and Akash. And he admitted that Andrew was asking him if anybody ever tried to write a big check for his channel. And he said he was offered $1 billion for the Mr. Beast channel and his associated companies. He turned that down because he feels like the value of those companies is closer to like 5 to 10 billion.
Because he said 10 to 20.
Huh?
I thought he said 10 to 20 billion. Did he say five to 10?
My bad. At least 10 billion, he said. At least 10 billion.
Yeah.
And the reason why is he has the YouTube, couple of YouTube channels. He's top five. His CPMs, which is like the dollar amount per view that he watches, is much higher than the rest of us. If I'm getting like, I don't know, it's like $2 or $3 CPM. That's not per view. That's per like 1,000 views. And it's not even equal. He's probably at 25, 30, if not more.
40, oh, yeah.
If not more. He's YouTube algorithm recommended all the time. I remember one time I was talking to JoJo about Mr. Beast. And I was like, how long have you been subscribed to him? And he was like, I don't subscribe to anybody. And I was like, how do you know when he makes videos? And he was like, my recommended. And he just said it like I was stupid.
Yeah.
My recommended. I don't subscribe. It's my recommended. So, but also Mr. Beast has 1,000 physical Beast Burger stores.
Yeah.
And Feastables, which I don't even know about.
They're cookies and like snacks. Feastables are. They're in 20,000 stores.
And listen, Master P once said, if somebody offers you $1 million, it's worth five. So if they offer you $1 billion, ain't nobody going to give you they're not buying what the exact value is. They're buying what they think they can make. But my thing is, if he sold Mr. Beast, I don't think Mr. Beast's channel would be lucrative without him. I think he had to keep going. I think that was
probably. Well, also, not that he's got $1 billion in the bank, but he's not tripping off. He's not. I don't think he needs to sell in order to. I don't think he's looking for income like that, or like even like a reserve like that. Especially, I think this was just great for his own valuation. Like you said,
he's 1,000%. He's 24 years old. He's a multimillionaire, and while yes, $1 billion. Will always sound great. He can't really feel that right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? He wouldn't really be able to feel the impact of $1 billion. It probably wouldn't feel much different than what he has going right now, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So I get why, especially if he's enjoying what he was doing. It's not like he's like, I'm trying to find a way to retire. It's time for me to lay it down. This boy has, if the Lord allows him to see more days, has so much more life in front of him. Everything he creates, his like Kai, one of the twins, 7 years old, about maybe a month ago, he said, Mom, you know what we haven't watched together in a while? And I was like, what he was like, Mr. Beast videos. I was like, why is that a thing that you think I want to do, to do with you? But he has a lock on these kids. He really does.
No, so in the chat, the people were saying Mr. Beast burgers are trash. Here's the thing, no pun intended. Children have underdeveloped taste buds. They don't care whether Mr. Beast's burgers are actually good. The fact that he's been able to monetize his YouTube channel to a physical restaurant when we were out of town one time and JoJo was like, oh my gosh, they have a Mr. Beast burgers on Uber Eats. Let's order it. It's the best burger. It don't have to taste good to a 10-year-old, 9-year-old. It's the best burger. When we were kids, nobody has ever argued that McDonald's hamburgers makes the best burger. Like, well, now this is the creme de la creme. That Mickey.
But they were, though.
But.
They were the best burger. I mean, Whoppers came close, but I think when I was a child, they were the best. I would take them over my mother's burgers, hands down.
No, man, my mom's burgers were way better.
Did you think that when you were a child, though?
No, I want to have.
Of course, there we go.
I'm saying, as I think of it now,
Of course, but I basically had meatloaf on bread when my mother made burgers. But when I was a child, I wanted that little thin patty that looked like a panty liner on bread with some special sauce. Absolutely.
Hold on, people are saying, "Who is Mr. Beast?" Okay, if you don't know who he is, this is his YouTube channel. Okay, let's just go to his
100 million subscribers. I don't think 106 million subscribers.
Yeah, let's go to his videos.
So, Kev and Angel, I could ask you guys both. With his type of content, what do you think his monthly income is, just based off of his monthly views on average?
Just based off this YouTube channel?
It's somewhere in the six figures, I would think, every month. I don't know which the first number in the six figures, though.
Okay. No, I'm just curious, and also for
six
the rest
figures
of the
is 100,000.
Yeah. I don't know how often he uploads, but he doesn't really have to upload because he has enough.
Well, stuff. He has. Let's look at all now. Usually, when people have this many views, it's this video 6-7 years ago. 10 months ago, 293 million. Year 197, 195, 194, 192. Okay, let's just go by most recent. 45 million 2 weeks ago, 42 million 1 month ago, 56 million 1 month ago.
He also really invests in his content too, though. Didn't he make that Squid Game reenactment? Yeah,
that was the one that had the most views.
Yeah,
that's the one we talked about. That's the one we talked about.
Yeah, yeah, that's the one that has. It's his most popular video with 293 million views. That's first of all, that's music video numbers.
Yeah, there's some music videos that don't come even close to that, though.
Yeah, I would say he's probably generating with just this channel and his CPMs and how good he is to YouTube. He's probably doing 10, 15, 20 million dollars a month.
Oh, you think he's in eight figures a month?
Yeah, I would be surprised it was less than $10 million a month.
Nine figures, excuse me. You said 10.
Yeah.
10 million.
Yeah.
I mean, No, you're right. If you're going to spend $1 million to make a video, you know that the return on it is going to be over that. Like, if I were to think of his business model, he's the type of dude that gives away $1 million as a part of the concept of the video. I'm going to give $1 million to somebody. So he's got to be making over $1 million in making that video.
I just looked up some articles. And most of them said between 3 and 5 million for his channel. I think that's based. I think people are basing that off of standard CPMs and not the CPMs he gets. The thing that is different about him than like Logan Paul, PewDiePie, and also, maybe I'm factoring this in without even thinking about it. Most of those videos are branded in some way. So he's delivering millions of views. Oh, CPMs. Well, let me explain that. This is a masterclass thing. CPMs is short for cost per impression. So you, when you see like a YouTube banner ad below and somebody clicks it, or every time you watch a 5-second ad, that's an impression. It's usually most, they tell you in YouTube school, there's literally a thing called YouTube school. You get like a thousand impressions, you get like is one CPM. So if you got $1 per, for each CPM, you get $1 per 1,000 impressions. But they're not all weighted the same. A banner ad's not weighted as highly as a 5-second skippable ad. A 5-second skippable ad is not weighted as higher as a 30-second non-skippable ad. So it all matters.
So what I was getting at is... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. I was,
he makes just, squeaky, clean content.
Yes.
There's no cussing. There's no vulgarity. There's no pranks. There's no butts. But he's not making content for children, like for babies, which YouTube can't serve. But he's making content that children like. But it's not like Coco Melon or Blippi, which is marketed to actual children. There's some FCC. FC, what's the one that regulates that? SEC.
FCA. FCC. FCC.
FCC. Federal Commission something. I don't know.
Okay. So he's basically, and he is a Wahite gentleman. So he's basically like if you made a YouTuber in a lab. He's Homelander for YouTube. He is perfect for YouTube. Young, fun, brand safe, no cussing, no vulgarity, no sex, no pranks, no violence. Perfect. FTC, that's what it is.
FTC, Federal Trade Commission. I knew it was the Federal Commission, but the trade makes more sense. FTC.
I don't know
why. Go ahead, Angel. You were going to say something.
No, I was just saying that the M for CPM is for the 1,000 part, the Milo.
That's how I never knew. I was never. Why is it like CPI? If it's cost per impression.
Yeah, it's the M is to stand for the like you know how.
Yeah, in Latin, M.
Yes. Million. Yeah. So it's for the 1,000 part. Kevin, yeah. How? What's the lowest number for Kev on Stage Studios channel or Kev on Stage channel? What's the offer?
My YouTube channel?
Yes, sir.
$273,000. You can have it. Take it off my hand for nothing lower than $273,000. Let that go, and I'll make Kev on Page and start over with that $273,000.
You'd be like Kevin on Stage. You'll just do that.
I'll make a not Kev on Stage. I'll let that thing go for $273,000. You hear me? $273,000. And if you twist my arm, $248,000. And no, not a penny lower.
Not a penny less.
$185,000. And that's my final offer. Why are you negotiating to get yourself $67,000?
Come on. Fact,
you get me that Ford electronic pickup truck, I'll let it go out the door. Just give me that.
You give me the F-150 Lightning.
F-150 Lightning.
They don't even got to be the deluxe package. Just whatever you can, you know, whatever falls off the truck.
It doesn't take me 10 years to build. I'll let it off my hands for an F-150 Lightning. I'll let you have it.
It can be used. It can be used. I ain't even got to be the first owner.
If you would like to hear more of our bonus episodes, make sure to subscribe to our Patreon for the live aspect and the community that you're missing out on, or the Kev on Stage Studios app for just the straight bonus episodes. Boy, you're missing out with just this little stuff.
Here's another banger for you. Here's another one. Here's another one. Here's another banger for you. For you. Here's another banger for you. With my boy Kev on Stage. And that chick Angel.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.